Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And our show today is on releasing stuck emotions with the voice. Really important, because a lot of us are going through a lot of emotional stuff lately, seems like. And I think it's really critical to be able to get back to your home note, get back to you very well. So that's going to be our intention, is to get back to home for today. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. We've got the semester just started a couple of weeks ago. You could possibly jump in if you wanted to for the classes here at the Institute in Sound Healing or Audio Recording. Next semester actually starts January 19th, and it's the three-month certificate program or the associate degree program, which is the certificate is the first semester of the associate degree program. So we've got some amazing instructors here. We have about 20 different instructors, and they really are about helping people transform their life, really using sound to transform you physically, mentally using brainwave entrainment, emotionally, which is what we're going to be talking about today, and spiritually to really get you really high and connected to source. And it's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. You can also take individual classes as well. You can find the information at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can give me a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So we have the sound healing classes. We also do have an open house coming up on November 15th, Sunday, November 15th. And it's from 1 to 6. We're going to be doing a lot of sound healing work with bowls and voice and lectures and meditations and putting people on sound tables and sound chairs and sound lounges. So it's a great time, even if you don't want to, if you're not thinking about classes, it's still a great time just to get really high with sound, really high and centered and grounded. And that's, again, November 15th, 1 to 6 p.m. We also have our certificate program in audio recording that is happening, and that's where we teach you how to use programs like Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Ableton Live to do recording in really powerful ways, you know, to actually be able to include different frequencies of chakras, different tuning systems, also adding binaural beats to your music, and also all the basics of audio recording and mixing and producing. We also have that class online with live instructors, or by video, actually. And so it works really well online because you can see our screen, you can hear what I'm mixing, and it's actually very cool. We also have the sound healing program online as well, and it also works well. We do a lot of toning, chanting, and mantras and voice work. Today we just had a whole class on physiology, and it's really really works quite well if you can't make it out. And so, again, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our store at soundoflove.com. We've got all types of crystal bowls, a lot of crystal bowls you can listen to online as well, especially the alchemical bowls. We have them recorded, so you can actually check them out. It's kind of fun to play with, actually. And we've got all types of things like Tibetan bowls. We've got didgeridoos. We've got a lot of different technologies. We have the sound lounges and sound tables that are now in a lot of different hospitals and different places for rehab centers, and even football teams are using them. And then we've got the the sound pod, which is like a subwoofer that you hold in your hand. We have other scalar wave technologies that resonate scalar waves into your whole system and do voice analysis to figure out what frequencies you need. Whole range of technologies and sound healing instruments at soundoflove.com. And then we also do all our therapies. We can find your soul frequency. We can find what frequencies are missing in your system with voice analysis. We can do voice healing. And that's at soundtherapycenter.com instead of soundhealingcenter.com. You can check it out. You can give us a call at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. So, oh my God, you know, it seems like whenever I ask in class or at the open house, I say, how many of you are feeling these intense energies coming in? And it's kind of making you a little anxious and a little high. And about three-quarters of the people in class and in online and also at the open houses raise their hand. And it's really interesting because a lot of people are really stressing out right now. In fact, it's really, I came across about five people today that were really stressed out. And, you know, it's like I've been a little stressed the last week as well, a lot going on, actually a lot of good things going on. Well, some really cool things are happening. We actually are working on with a guy who actually has, it's the main company that has TVs in hospitals, and he's now wanting to incorporate sound healing and visuals into the TVs, which are actually going to be expanded into homes, a whole network into homes, so we can do sound healing and visuals in the homes, and even have feedback devices where we can do assessments of people and give them sound and music that will be the best for them. All kinds of very, very interesting things happening. But it's often very stressful. And, you know, it seems to be expanding where people are getting more and more stressed, more and more because of these. I mean, different people say that what's happening is we're going through this vortex in the Milky Way, and it's actually amping up the energies, which are actually transforming us into a higher state of consciousness, into higher vibrations, which are really cool. The only problem is it's stressful on the way. You know, we have a class on sound and rhythm here, and there's one profound, interesting aspect that one of the instructor actually talks about. He talks about when you go from one rhythm, like a 3-4 rhythm to a 4-4 rhythm, when you transition from one type of rhythm to another type of rhythm, there's a moment, actually a good amount of moments, of complete chaos where you don't know what is going on. It can be very stressful, actually, very chaotic, until you actually synchronize with the new rhythm, and then you're humming again. And I think that's where we're at. We're kind of in this moment of or time of chaos. But what's cool is where we're going. We're getting glimpses now of this higher vibration. So I can be very stressed then the next minute or next hour or next day, extremely high. I mean, just in bliss, just in complete bliss. So the first thing is to realize that all of these energies coming in, as Tom Kenyon has mentioned, all of these stressful energies are actually energies that you can use to actually go to a higher state of consciousness, to actually get high, to actually open up your pineal and pituitary gland and just really just have energy streaming through you. But if you don't really go to that level, then it feels like anxiety. So, you know, around here in the Bay Area right now, over in San Ramon, there's been over 200 earthquakes in the last 2 weeks. I'm sure that's really amping people's energy up. Tom Kenyon even said, with that, with the electromagnetism from earthquakes, you can totally use that energy to go to a higher state of consciousness. But then, of course, the question is, how do you do it? How do you do it? Because if you don't know, then it just stresses you out even more. Right? So that's what we're dealing with, is really how to get back home, how to release release this stress. And a lot of it is emotional patterns from long time ago, patterns that have been going on for a long time. And it's like this higher energy is just will not allow. It will not allow these old patterns that are holding us back. And if you just stay in them, then it creates even more anxiety. So it's like you just have to go into this love and light. And you have no choice. You have no choice. So often, though, we're stuck in these emotional patterns. And often those emotional patterns have been going around for so long that they're actually within our body at the cellular level, within muscles. In fact, quite often within muscles. Even some people say bones. They actually get stored in the bones. So it's a matter of releasing these emotional patterns from the body. And there's nothing better and more fun than to use sound to actually release these chaotic vibrations that have gotten stored in us. In the Sound Healing Certificate Program, we teach a full array of ways to release stuck emotions and also to transform negative beliefs. And then a manual in the second semester actually teaches how to tune into yourself and really hear when there's something there that is not you, and then how to release that with sound on almost a medical intuitive level. He gets very deep on how to do it. So we do the basics in the first semester, and then he gets really powerful and really deep in the second and third semesters. So that's the deal, is to really learn how to release these. And we've got about 5 different techniques. You know, I often talk about emotions as being very similar to sound or music. Musically, a stuck emotion is like a stressful song. Or worse, a song that gets stuck. So stuck that it keeps repeating, spirit doing its resonance thing, going, oh, you got a stuck emotion that's not going to the home note. Well, let us give you many more situations to resolve it. And then we keep getting stuck, sometimes for a whole lifetime, repeating over and over and over in whatever communications, whatever situations we come across where we never get to the resolve. So often it's just a matter of moving that energy to the home note, to where you're at home. And that can just be energetically and with sound. And then you have to deal with what is causing the stuckness in the first place. And we'll talk about that later. Another way of looking at emotions is as sounds instead of music. You can look at them as distorted sounds, like anger is like or fear is like anxiety is like They're all buzzy, they're all distorted, they're all staticky, right? And those type of sounds break your body down. It's not good for your heart, not good for your nervous system, not good for anything in your body, not good for your digestion especially, which then screws everything else up, not good for any of your organs, not good for the endocrine glands. It's really those sounds are, the only good those sounds are for is for breaking up blockages. You can sometimes use them to break up blockages, but for the most part, those sounds break down. They're for breaking things down, and they break you down. You know, like I always say, imagine being a kidney and having somebody next to you going, for hours and hours and days and months on end. If I were a kidney, I'd give it up. And they do. So The whole trick is to move the emotion to a sound that is coherent, that is consistent. And the coherent and consistent sounds from the voice are the vowels. Ooh, oh, ah, eh, ee. All of those are consistent and create consistency in the cells, in the body, and the emotions especially. And that's really the deal, is to get away from that static, that which is really just stress. You know, stress is staticky. Stress is distorted. The sound of stress is not, ooh, the sound of stress is, ah, right? So it's all about getting back to, ooh, ah, ooh, because that's the sound that each of the cells in every part of the body makes when it's healthy. Consistent tones as opposed to static. It's kind of like fibrillation. You know, the heart, when it's humming, it's just like bum, 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 bum. When it's fibrillating, it's like static. Bum, 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 bum. If you make that rhythm into a sound, it becomes exactly staticky or distorted. So that's really the main thing, is to get back to that hum. So often, though, if we just go to the hum, it's like that emotion is still in there. If we just try and bypass it and go to the hum, the emotion goes, yeah, right, I'll get you later whenever that issue comes up again, right? And it is still there waiting, just waiting. Also still there going, eh. Although, you know, if you were to go into a state of hum, a high state of love and light, the highest hum you can go, into a state of oneness, you know, eventually it would fall away, I believe. If you just stay in love and light, you know, and you're going to create that hum in your whole system, then that's the deal. That's the deal. But often what we need to do is release and move out that static, move out that fear, move out that anxiety, move out all this grief, the pain of all these emotions. We got to move it out. You know, the truth is, you don't normally move out fear and anxiety. Normally, with those two, these are special cases of emotions. I've really come to believe that you don't need to work on fear and anxiety. You simply go to love and light, which represents many things, whether it's actually compassion, gratitude, a full range of higher emotions that are, you know, just bliss, whatever, joy. Just don't run, you know, fear and it's really not don't. It's just simply run love. That's all there is to it. There's no don't run fear or anxiety or anger. Just run love and compassion. Just run it. Just do it. That's all there is to it. But there's other emotions that you do have to work on releasing, especially grief. I talked to this psychoanalyst once, and he said, you know, all emotions come down to grief. That was really interesting to think about that. If that's the case, then really the key to a lot of emotions is to go to a place where you're experiencing the sadness. Because what's cool about sadness is it's not a staticky sound. Sadness is really sweet. It's a really sweet sound. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with grieving. And it's really weird that a lot of the list of emotions that I've seen put sadness and grief down in the negative area with despair and depression and suicide and things like that. I mean, goodness gracious, grief and sadness are not bad. I mean, it's natural to be sad on this planet. Look at what the hell's going on. It's natural to be sad when somebody dies. It's natural, and it doesn't break down your body. Last year, or a couple of years ago, my kitty died. I was totally sad, and I just let it be. I did not resist it, and I felt totally grounded. I did not feel stressed at all. I was sad, but goodness, my kitty died. Of course I'm sad. It's natural. So to let yourself be sad. So often when you do this work of releasing stuck emotions, you end up a bit sad, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I always think of it this way. It's like when you cry for a long time, and finally you're done, and you feel this sense of peace that is just profound and sweet. You're not exactly happy at that point, but you're totally at peace. You've cried it out. A sweet sadness. I often think of it as the sadness of Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is not depressed, and Kuan Yin is holding the sadness for the entire of humanity's suffering. Kuan Yin is, you would think Kuan Yin would be depressed. Oh my God. Kuan Yin would be just burnt out. No way. Kuan Yin's just holding love. But Kuan Yin is not happy. Kuan Yin is not joyful. That's not the energy of Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is sad. Sweet, loving sadness, holding love in that sadness. That's the beautiful sadness. We love sad songs. There's nothing wrong with a sad song. It's great. Sadness, especially when you bring sad songs into power, kind of like the blues. You start off a little sad, and you get really powerful and start screaming that sadness. Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Another place you go to when you release these stuck emotions is you often end up just quiet. Still in silence. Let me walk you through a couple of techniques for releasing stuck emotions. This first technique is not very good for anxiety or fear, because I don't really believe that you should ever make the sound of anxiety or fear. I don't think you need to run that energy. Right? It just makes it worse, especially if you're having a panic attack. Goodness gracious, the worst thing you could do is make the sound of the panic attack. I mean, goodness, that just makes it worse. And, you know, it's like same thing with fear. You don't go, oh, I'm afraid to get up in front of these people and give a talk. This large group of people, I'm scared to death to get in front of like a large group of people and give a talk. Well, you don't go, okay, I'm going to make the sound of fear and go into that. What that does is it makes you shaky. You don't make the sound of fear to move through it. It actually just resonates it. It's not cool, I don't think, to make the sound of fear or anxiety. Some people would say it's not even cool to make the sound of anger. There's books that say you can beat a pillow and get the anger out, but other books say that actually just resonates it and creates more anger in your body. And it actually might make you feel better in the moment, but it doesn't get to the seed of the anger. So a lot of books are now saying, do not beat the pillow. Go to compassion instead. It's a very cool one. The other thing that books are saying is, downgrade the label that you give it. It's not a bummer. It's not horrible. It's not the end of the world. It's inconvenient. It's not something you'd like. It's just a little uncool. No big deal. It's just inconvenient. And then you don't get all upset about it. Okay. So let's do this technique. This technique is to make the sound of the emotion, especially good for grief or any upset that you've had. Make the sound of the emotion and slowly transform it into a beautiful sound. So it's kind of like this. I'll do a short version of it, and then we'll do a long version. It's kind of, because I want you to do it with me if you like. Okay, so here's the short version. It's kind of like, you know, it's like I'm stressed about a couple of relationships, and it's like, the slower you do that, the better. The better to actually transform the emotion. This is really good if you even just have a small one, but a big one can be really good. So let's do it. Okay, but it's always good when you're working with releasing stuck emotions to set sacred space, because when you make these negative sounds, these weird sounds of your stuck emotion, you know, dark energies love it. So they go, party over there. And so you don't want to call in any dark energies. So it's nice to set sacred space and to really protect your space. You can protect it with an octahedron. So you visualize a four-sided pyramid up with a square base around you and a four-sided pyramid down with a square base, with the pyramid going down. And so you're in a big diamond. And that's very cool because that's a coherent frequency that you're within. And you can also call in guides, the three A's, I say, the three A's, archangels, ascended masters, and positive aliens. You know, any guides, and that's always cool. So then you simply make the sound. Okay, so I'm going to actually do this for real. It may be intense, but it's not that intense if you do it too. So think of an emotion that you'd like to release and transform. Maybe even a childhood issue. Maybe someone that's treated you wrong, so to speak. Because technically nobody treats you wrong, so to speak. But anything that you're still upset about, any grief you might have, any emotion that keeps coming up in your life that is not supporting your health. It is a staticky, distorted energy. Okay. So listen, feel that energy of that emotion. And then play with it and try and find a sound that matches it. It's really cool when you match it perfectly because the whole portal to the source of the stuck emotion often opens up. And then we're going to slowly transform it. I won't do it so intensely because it's pretty intense if you don't do it, but do it with me. Make this sound of the emotion and slowly, slowly. So if you don't do it slow enough, your subconscious doesn't believe you've transformed it. Okay, so let's do it. Hein. you know, there's two things that happen. You either transform it, which seemed to happen that time, or sometimes I don't necessarily transform it. I just go to a place of peace and high vibration and bliss and love or light. And I still see the emotion there, but I'm not in it any longer. So I have a perspective on it. I've kind of separated from it in a way. So either you can end up transforming it, or you just see it from a higher perspective. Very cool one. Very cool. You can do deep work with this. You can do this with just something really, really simple. I mean, really basic, like someone cuts you off in traffic, or someone, you know, is angry with you, really upset with you, or someone doesn't respect you. You know, whatever your triggers are. Very cool one. Okay. Now, you can also use music. It's really cool to play a crystal bowl while you're doing this, or sometimes there might be certain music you can use to actually do this. It's really powerful. There's one song I've got that's called Emotional Stress Relief. And it's actually for this purpose, to release stuck emotions. And it's actually got quantum frequencies built into it. In fact, the actual chord progression is the actual frequencies for the quantum field of releasing this from a company called Nutri-Energetics. So I want to play this song and just set your intention for anything that else that you want to release, or if you want to keep working on what you were just working on, use this song to release it. So let's play ESR, Emotional Stress Relief. It's on a Body Field Sound Healing CD. Boy, it feels good to listen to that. So, you know, another technique that's very powerful is to simply make the sound that the part of the body that's holding the emotion wants to make. So you're not making the sound of the emotion. You're first of all finding where that emotion might be. Sometimes it's hard to tell, and sometimes it moves in the body. And then simply making that sound for that part of the body. And this is really cool for fear or anxiety, because now you're not making the sound of the fear or the anxiety, or even working with that hardly at all. That you're really just working with that vibration in the body. And you can actually make the sound that breaks it up. So it could be an intense sound like, or it could be a sound that's really beautiful and harmonizing, like, this emotional stress that I have, I can feel it in my neck. And the sound I would make would be like this. Often, sometimes I'll have, you know, like emotions that get stuck in my solar plexus or my stomach. So I feel this little pain in my stomach, and that can be like, you know, you kind of move around and just work with that sound to release it. We had a woman in the class who actually fell off a house, not in the class, but like a few years before she came to class, and she had chronic pain in her hip, and she used this technique to actually make the sound of the pain and worked with it for a bit, and it went away completely and did not come back after 3 years. It's really quite amazing how powerful this can be. So not only for stuck emotions in the body, but also for pains as well. It's very cool, very cool. Another one is to also, and this is one of my favorites, and that is to call in higher beings. Tom Kenyon is the master at this, and he calls in Hathors, he calls in Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, all these different beings to do healing. There's this one free recording he has where he channels Raphael for healing, Archangel Raphael. And it's very cool to actually play with this. You know, when I was in the hospital years ago for appendicitis, this woman did a treatment on me, and she actually called in over the phone. She called in all these archangels and ascended masters. She said there was a whole gallery of Elohim in my room. And she said they were all transmitting love into this crystalline heart that was floating above the bed, and the point of the heart was pointed at my incision from my surgery. And she said Babaji was holding my feet, Christ was over the incision, and Archangel Gabriel was holding my third eye and my crown wide open. And I went into this state of bliss with white light through the whole room for 3 hours. I was in just pure bliss, right? And the doctor comes in and says, you need to go home, you know. So it was amazing healing. And then I got home, I was recovering for the surgery, and I thought, I could do this. I could call them in. Maybe let me call them. So I called them in myself, and immediately I went into this cocoon of white light. And I thought, oh my God, I'm just going to do this myself. Then I started watching the videos of Doreen Virtue, where she says, the angels are just up there waiting, just waiting, bored to death, waiting for you to call on them. They can't do anything until you ask. All you got to do is ask, and they'll help. So I started asking, right? But then I started letting them come through my voice. And it really is amazing, especially for releasing stuck emotions. You could just try and intuitively, often what I do is I try multiple archangels or ascended masters until I find one that seems to work. But another thing you can do is you could simply call on the best one. You say, I would like the highest and most powerful being in the universe that is the best at dealing with the emotions that I have going on. Only for my highest good, though. And then you call that one in, and it's like, poof, poof, and let it come through your voice. So let's play with this, okay? So we're going to call in a being, and you can do it too, and let them release the emotion for you, okay? I'll do it now. once you've released everything, the key, of course, is to get to know that frequency of you, that frequency of your soul, where you're at perfect peace in the home note, that frequency of the point of awareness that is simply like an invisible frequency perceiving everything, the witness, or that frequency of you as a divine being filled with universal love, flowing through you in perfect harmony, perfect peace, or just your body, be present in your body. That's the key, is to really get to know, once all these emotions have been moved out, get to know you, where you're at home, where you're at peace, where you're thriving. Not necessarily happy, maybe sad, maybe blissful, but not staticky, just humming. May you find that place again. And hum there through the rest of the weekend, through the rest of the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead. Imagine being in your body, totally at peace and awake, with no static, no distortion, only peace and humming for lifetimes. Thanks for listening.